With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Regional powers in the Middle East are converging in Pakistan in efforts to scale down the expanding U.S.-Israel war with Iran after the country rejected President Trump's 15-point peace plan. And as thousands of American troops arrived in the region, Iran's parliamentary leader said the country is bracing for a possible U.S.-led ground assault. North Korea reports Kim Jong-un watched a test of an upgraded solid-fuel engine for missiles that can reach the U.S. mainland. State media says the test boosts the country's strategic strike capability. North Korea has pushed hard to expand its nuclear arsenal since Kim's high-stakes diplomacy with President Trump collapsed in 2019. A lawmaker asking a federal judge to block Donald Trump's name from being added to the Kennedy Center.
Ohio Democrat Joyce Beatty filed a motion to block and reverse efforts to add Donald Trump's name to the historic Performing Arts Center here in the nation's capital. She argued that Congress was clear in its intent that the center is named for the late President John F. Kennedy and no one else. In December, the president's hand-picked board of directors voted to rename the venue as the Trump Kennedy Center. Greg Clugston, Washington.
GOP Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton positioning himself as a grassroots favorite in the Senate race.
The runoff election takes place on May 26th. Attorney General Paxton is trying to unseat incumbent Senator John Cornyn. Mr. Paxton is drawing praise from conservative activists who are attending the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, meeting near Dallas. Senator Cornyn has more fundraising and support from the GOP establishment. But Attorney General Paxton is leaning into his MAGA loyalty.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. This is SRN News. A man is suing to play golf against women.
Haley Davidson has filed suit against the LPGA and the USGA for refusing him entry to a qualifier for the Women's U.S. Open last year. Davidson, who is a man living as a woman, wants to reverse new policies put in place by both governing bodies to keep males from competing against females. A growing number of sports organizations in this country and around the world are adopting similar rules to try and protect women athletes. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new poll charts the relationship between faith and education in this country. It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that religious communities whose members are most likely to have at least a bachelor's degree are Hindus. Pew finds that 70% of them have a BA or more, followed by Jews at 65%. Meanwhile, less than one-third of evangelical Protestants have a bachelor's. This is SRN News. There's a change coming to U.S. currency.
The Trump administration has announced that future U.S. paper currency will feature President Donald J. Trump's signature alongside Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's, marking the first time a sitting president's signature will appear. The move, tied to the nation's upcoming 250th anniversary, comes alongside other Trump-themed commemorative coin initiatives and has sparked backlash from Democrats. Bob Agner reporting.
A Secret Service agent assigned to protect former First Lady Jill Biden accidentally shot himself in the leg in Philadelphia International Airport. A spokesman for the Secret Service says Biden was not in the area when the agent was injured during a negligent discharge of his gun. Teen running for governor in Vermont says he'll be on the general election ballot. 14-year-old Dean Roy, the candidate. He secured his spot on the ballot by creating the Freedom and Unity Party in the state. More details at SRNNews.com.